This week, the U.S. government and IBM alone committed over $12 billion to a single technology, a technology that could make today's supercomputers look like pocket calculators and break nearly all modern encryption. We're talking about quantum computing. The race isn't coming, it's here. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology shaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the quantum computing landscape shifted from the lab to the factory floor. We saw an unprecedented injection of public and private capital that will define the next decade of high-performance computing and industrial competition.
That's right. We'll break down over $2 billion in new U.S. government funding aimed at building a domestic quantum supply chain. We'll analyze the colossal private investments from players like IBM and Fujitsu.
And we'll cover the urgent security threat that every company needs to address right now. Post-quantum cryptography. This isn't theoretical anymore. This is about building a new industrial base and securing the one we have. Troy, let's start with the government money. The U.S. Commerce Department just announced letters of intent for over $2 billion in CHIPS Act funding for 9 quantum companies. What is this money actually for?
This is industrial policy in action, Susie. The goal is to build a secure, domestic quantum manufacturing ecosystem. It's not just for abstract research, it's for factories. The flagship example is the proposed $1 billion award to IBM and the Commerce Department to build Anduron, America's first dedicated quantum foundry.
A foundry? So a specialized factory just for making quantum chips?
Precisely. It will produce quantum-grade superconducting wafers, not just for IBM, but for multiple quantum companies. The other billion is spread across firms like GlobalFoundries, Quantinuum, D-Wave, and PsiQuantum to solve specific manufacturing bottlenecks in everything from trapped ion and photonic components to annealing processors.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For U.S. high-tech manufacturers, it's a golden opportunity. A domestic, well-funded supply chain is being created for highly specialized components, photonics, advanced packaging, cryogenics. For European manufacturers, this is a direct competitive threat. The U.S. is onshoring the entire quantum stack. European firms need to watch their own national champions and research hubs, like ETH Zurich or Germany's QDORA, to see how the continent will respond to this American push for quantum independence.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know?
They need to start mapping this emerging supply chain immediately. Who will be the key second and third tier suppliers for IBM's foundry or Quantinuum systems? Sourcing these components will be a new high-margin market. However, be aware that these will be seen as critical strategic technologies, so expect export controls to follow.
So the actionable insight for executives is pretty clear.
Absolutely. If you're in advanced manufacturing, find your entry point into this federally backed supply chain. If you're in a sector that will use quantum, pharma, logistics, finance, start scouting U.S.-based quantum partners now. The ecosystem is being built, and it's being built on American soil.
Okay, so the government is priming the pump. But Troy, the private sector seems to be opening the fire hose. IBM pledged $10 billion this week?
Yes, a staggering $10 billion over the next 5 years. Their explicit goal is to accelerate the development of a large-scale, fault-tolerant quantum computer by 2029. This isn't a vague research budget. It's a product deadline.
And it's not just IBM. Quantinuum is going public.
That's right. They're targeting a NASDAQ IPO with a valuation up to $12.7 billion, aiming to raise another $1 billion under the ticker QNT. Meanwhile, in Japan, Fujitsu committed 3 trillion yen, or over $19 billion, to its AI and quantum divisions for the next decade.
These are nation-state-level investments. It feels less like a science experiment and more like an industrial arms race. What's driving this sudden urgency?
Commercial traction. A StoneX report this week confirmed that quantum is already generating revenue in niche high-value applications. We saw a concrete example with Quantinuum partnering with energy giant BP to use quantum computing to modernize seismic imaging for resource exploration. That's a tangible, industrial use case.
So for manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe, what's the key takeaway?
Your competitors are already piloting these systems. The BP partnership is a warning shot to the entire energy, chemical, and material science sectors. If a core part of your business involves complex simulation or optimization, you need a quantum strategy, or you risk being out-innovated by a competitor who has one.
And for trading and distribution?
The Quantinuum IPO is a major signal. Quantum is maturing into a new investable asset class. Financial firms and distributors need to build the technical expertise to evaluate these emerging public companies. This isn't just about venture capital anymore, it's about public markets.
What's the immediate action item for executives?
Don't wait for the perfect fault-tolerant machine IBM promises for 2029. Engage with providers now, IBM, Atom Computing, Quantinuum, Pascal, on small-scale pilot projects. Identify one high-value optimization problem in your supply chain or R&D process and see if today's quantum systems can offer an advantage. The learning curve is steep, so get on it now.
Troy, all this talk of incredibly powerful quantum computers has a dark side. Their ability to break the encryption that protects everything from our bank accounts to national secrets.
It's the most immediate and tangible threat, Susie, and the race to defend against it is creating its own industry. The transition to post-quantum cryptography, or PQC, hit major milestones this week.
What happened?
Two critical developments. First, Apple open-sourced its core crypto library. This is the code that includes its PQC implementation for protecting iMessage, VPNs, and other secure connections.
They're making their security code public? Why is that significant?
It's about building trust through transparency. By opening their implementation of NIST standardized algorithms like Kyber and Dilithium to the global security community, they accelerate the process of vetting and hardening these new defenses. The second breakthrough came from Germany's Max Planck Institute.
What did they accomplish?
Working with an open-source silicon project called Pavona, they demonstrated a 6 to 9 times performance boost for PQC algorithms running on embedded chips. They also increased the operating frequency by up to 75%.
Why is that speed increase so important?
It makes PQC practical for low-power, resource-constrained devices. Think about IoT sensors on a factory floor, connected cars, or medical implants. If the new encryption is too slow, it's a non-starter. This breakthrough removes a huge barrier to widespread PQC adoption across all of manufacturing.
So how does this directly affect US and European manufacturers?
If you build any product that connects to a network, from an industrial robot to a smart appliance, you must have a PQC transition roadmap. The threat is that adversaries are practicing harvest now, decrypt later. They are recording your encrypted data today, knowing they'll be able to break it with a quantum computer in the future. You have to secure your products and your supply chain communications now.
What should trading companies and distributors be worried about?
They must verify that their logistics platforms, payment systems, and partner communication channels are migrating to PQC. The security of bills of lading, financial transactions, and sensitive IP is at risk. This becomes a critical due diligence question for every software vendor you use.
The actionable insight for executives seems urgent.
It is. Task your chief technology officer and chief information security officer with developing a PQC migration plan immediately. The first step is to inventory all cryptographic systems across your organization, from your servers to every connected device you sell. This is not a future problem. It is a present-day data security imperative.
Troy, that was a massive week for quantum. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for Western executives?
First, the U.S. is using the CHIPS Act to build a sovereign quantum industrial base. For U.S. firms, this is a call to get into that supply chain. For European firms, it's a competitive warning that a major technological gap could be opening up.
Second, the money is now truly industrial scale.
Exactly. With IBM's $10 billion pledge and Quantinuum's $12.7 billion IPO, the era of speculative R&D is over. This is a commercial race. Companies not actively piloting quantum for complex optimization and simulation will be at a significant disadvantage within 5 years.
And third, the security threat is no longer theoretical.
The harvest now, decrypt later danger is real. With tech giants like Apple pushing PQC into consumer products, there's no excuse. Every executive must make post-quantum cryptography a board-level cybersecurity priority for 2026. Your company's long-term data integrity depends on it.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Troy, thank you for making sense of this quantum leap.
It was my pleasure, Susie.
We translate the signal from the noise so you can make smarter strategic decisions. To make sure you never miss a briefing, subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technologies shaping your business.